Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Things are coming into focus, Goo.
Yeah, depends on who you ask. I'm over here getting cyber-bullied. 510, Guru, you definitely are, and tell moms, we'll get back to sports. You definitely are blessed. It certainly wasn't talent that got you the job.
Damn.
That Rosado, man, come on.
Wow, dude.
Little come on, that, guys. Man,
tell me how you really feel.
That's
without telling
blow.
Me how you really feel.
That's a low blow.
I'm like, oh, somebody said, wow.
Well,
I'm going to be all right.
It's a subjective business.
Oh, who cares?
Well, he's a big dog in the radio game.
He is a big dog.
Mad Dog Russo, who Rosado told us during the break, had a big, you know, imprint on him, loving sports talk.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You never know when inspiration's going to hit you, going to slap you in the face. You know what, slapping the Warriors in the face right now?
Tell me.
Running it back.
Well, so, it's running it back with Jimmy Butler, Evan. Talk about the good times it was the second half, man.
I know. But all this right. This is the latest from Brandon Scoop B. Johnson. Al Horford has made up his mind. He's going to sign with Golden State. Now, it obviously hasn't happened yet. Pen to paper, all the rest. We don't know the details.
All right.
And he also reported that it's going to be Horford's last season. And effectively, he chose Golden State over Boston because he believes that the Warriors have a better chance to contend for a title.
Hey, I get it. I'm not mad, and we kind of saw this coming, and we kind of know what's holding it up. Again, Al Horford in Boston was surrounded by shooters, and I just believe, you know, the mindset of him launching threes was like, just get in where you fit in because we're going to shoot 60 of them a game. And I just envision him here in a situation where now he's Klay Thompson, the second-best three-point shooter, or one of them, but Evan, it's going to be different, and I'm just worried about this team losing Looney. Yeah, I said it, and our size and athleticism, and again, this could be a tall tale or, I don't know how true it is, but they were talking about Al not playing back-to-backs, and what, the Warriors got 15 or 14 of those. But I'm like, man, he's an older version of himself, so hopefully he can help Evan, and this offseason to me has been the one of what could have been had Curry not got hurt. But now it's a question of, since that happened, I got PTSD, and how much do you save Curry and these OGs from themselves in the regular season trying to get that positioning to where that doesn't happen in the postseason? And, Evan, only the basketball gods know if that's going to happen. But you look at the minutes played from Steph and Dre, they still haven't come down from when they were 25 and 28. It's still up there, man.
Well, in the postseason it was, but in the regular season, their minutes were lower. I don't think Draymond cracked 30 per game this year. I think
and
Steph
also, mostly
32.
Games played. Like, they showed.
Well, Steph played a lot of games this
no
year.
No doubt.
Draymond played the most games he's played since, I think, his contract year. But if you were to replace Looney with somebody, I feel like Al Horford kind of the closest kind of guy? Not literally as a player, but I'm saying he's... He's a veteran. He's someone that can be a positive voice in your locker room. And he's also somebody that's going to be impactful on the court,
yeah.
which Looney kind of wasn't.
And he stretches the floor out. Obviously, he does that. But I'll say this to that, Evan, as much as I'm saying that's a concern. I cannot sleep on a guy whose job it was. He was the starting job, TJD. He has shown us he can block shots. He can rebound. Now, the finishing can improve, but that wasn't Looney's best, you know, attribute of his game. But I am looking forward to seeing watching TJD evolve into that because he's going to get a shot, Horford or not.
What about Post?
Yeah, Post is a different type of center, though. Evan, you're going to need – I don't think he bangs, and he could be working on it now. I think when we talked to him, he kind of said that's what he was doing in the lab, getting stronger. But TJD has that girth, and if he takes it up a level or two, he can give us that Looney type of production, I believe. So it won't just be Post and Horford is what I'm saying.
Well, but do you think that Trayce Jackson-Davis is going to back up Horford instead of – I mean, to me, TJD is your third center, which he sort of was – well, he and Looney were, you know, equal, but – I think Trayce Jackson-Davis is still your third center.
Yeah, and it'll be a matchup based, too, on who you're playing and who you're asking them to stop or try and stop, things like that. So, Right, you're right. They got three centers if Horford's here, and you may have it in that order. But again, it's all dependent on how that nightly game is going, how you're getting beat, if you're getting beat, and how they're beating you down low. Maybe you see more TJD than you see Post on a certain night, and Horford for that matter.
Well, Horford,
it'll be interesting.
And Horford to me is an upgrade over whatever you had last year, certainly. And he's the best option at center since Kevon Looney was able to give you big minutes in the playoffs. You know, really since, I'd say, 2023, there's been nobody that they've thrown out there that I've felt confident in. Even Looney, just because of his diminished abilities. And not that Horford is somebody who's going to put up a bunch of points, but it's just someone who's been on the floor, Goo. I get the feeling that he's going to know what he's doing. You know, and they've had Post, who's, he can shoot the lights out. Trayce Jackson-Davis had a flash in the pan in his rookie season. But you don't know what you're going to get from those guys, right?
Yeah, and you got to, like Evan, I don't think the book is written on TJD. So I guess what I'm saying is he's definitely going to, and we hadn't even talked about injuries, and that could happen, and, you know, he's featured more than he normally would be. But I guess, you know, I use the word evolve. I just want to see what that looks like with all the centers, QP3 as well. But, man, Evan, on a good day, my boy's a lob option, TJD more so than Horford and QP3. But he does some goonish type of things that on a good night, you know, can help you win. He kind of had his hands on the job, let it go, and then was a DMP for a lot of games. So I say all that to say is I am fascinated. It's too strong. I'm interested to see how this three-center lineup, assuming Horford is here, is going to work out.
Well, I think Trayce he's going to have to play this year because Horford's not going to be available for back-to-backs, and you hope that he doesn't get injured regardless. But again, this is from Brandon Scoopy Robinson that Al Horford is going to sign with Golden State. And it's kind of something that, wink, wink, under the table has just been waiting to happen. It technically is not in pen yet, but I think for me, like it's an upgrade to me over Looney, where he is at in his career, where he was last season, but it doesn't make you that much different outside of giving you more shooting. Like they're still gonna, the Warriors, I think at some point in this upcoming season are going to run into the realization that they are just not an athletic team. Even some of the younger players outside of Kuminga, they're not an athletic team.
And you know what, Evan, it's funny you said that, because I'm like, man, I want to fight back, but I can't. And again, this was before Jimmy got hurt. He looked his age at times. It still was sufficient, but, you know, I was thinking, oh, Jimmy Butler at 28 or Jimmy Butler in the bubble is what we're going to get. And maybe we see that this year. You know, he's got a full offseason as a Golden State Warrior, but it became apparent to me, like, no, Jimmy's still gifted and he's a dog. But, Evan, you're right. That youthful athleticism that I'm seeking, that I think Kuminga offers, even if he does come back, you need more of it. And you're right. And it was apparent to get at times against the Rockets that, you know, forget the scoreboard. You can tell the OGs versus the, you know, a lot of what the NBA represents now that OKC has and Minnesota, even though, you know, they beat you and Curry got hurt. Like, it's just, and I know you can't have it all. And I'm a guy that wants to ride out the big three, and I'm here. But you are right. It's becoming abundantly clear, like, we're lacking some Thundercats. Yeah, I had to do that.
There go the Thundercats.
Dude, that thing all night on Twitter, it's just Thundercats. All right, I don't know what it does to people, but Evan, that's my word, man.
I think the way that you feel about this, the way I feel about Thundercats is the way you feel about Football Guy. Like, it's kind of...
Okay, I got it.
It's a little taboo at this point.
I'm going to retire it, then, E.
Well, all right. Well, sorry, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Well, the other part about the piece from Brandon Scoop B. Robinson is this, effectively just a reunion or a re-up on the marriage between the Warriors.
This is good news to your boy Goo.
And Gary Payton II. See, I guess you and I had different reactions to this, but here's the quote. I'm told Curry has been in direct contact with Gary Payton II, pushing for the Warriors to bring the defensive ace, being GP2, back on a two-year deal. He also added, Draymond Green, I'm told, has already given his blessing, aligning for Curry's push for Payton II's return.
And you know what with that, Evan, before thank you for reading that. I got to be honest. I think I may have overreacted on the Looney departure to New Orleans just because it came off. We got it at the same time, like GP2's future as a Warrior might be in doubt. And all I was telling you and telling Warrior fans, Evan, oh my gosh, it's not Jimmy. The best on-ball defender on the Warriors is Gary Payton II. So who are you to say sayonara to that guy? So that's what shocked me. So that is good news. And Steph going, Bob Myers are getting his Mike Dion, staying in contact with GP2. Because, again, I know the injuries happen. But, my gosh, Evan, on the greatest of days and nights for the Warriors, I mean, Gary Payton II is a great defender, and he causes problems. So I just could not fathom how you got to that. Oh, we don't need Gary Payton II. So when I hear that, it almost makes me calm down on Looney.
Well, it's
and
not
I'm assuming he's coming back, but I got to be careful.
They don't need GP2, but it's just the same thing again. Like Gary Payton II is a quality player. He's a bench player. Your best defensive player or perimeter defender plays 15 minutes a game. So is he going to finish games? No. So he can't
but
be on the court.
Sometimes he has, Evan.
Well, when there's been injuries and when he's been needed. Like, he started 11 games last year, but not because at full strength he's going to do that. You know, especially with Jimmy, he's not going to find a ton of time on the court. I just think that, for me, it wasn't nothing, but it just was kind of a sigh. And not a relief. It was just, this is what they've been kind of resigned to. You know, Gary Payton II, and maybe if Melton is healthy, he helps on your on the perimeter too. But like, that's kind of just what they have to do.
Mm.
You know, that's where they're at, let Gary Payton II go. And as much as I'm happy to see, I like Gary. He's a great dude. And I think he's a good Warrior for sure. He's a champion. But it doesn't excite me.
That's interesting, and I love the honesty. And, Evan, there is a saying in life, you don't know what you have until it's gone. So if Gary were to dip and not be a Warrior, and I said Melton coming off the injury and the situation he went through last year, he's never spent a whole season in a Warrior uniform. I would just, like, how are you going to – okay, let's say you're right, and you go – now, if you're telling me you're going to get a better, younger version of GP – Gary Payton II, then I'm in. But I just want to be very careful of a guy that can make his layups on a good day, and he's cutting, and he's playing the Warrior way, hitting the corner threes. Like, I just don't want to take that for granted, especially now when it feels like your cracks at how you're currently constructed at getting possibly number five or just going on a run. I think Gary Payton II is a part of that to me.
A part of what?
That roster – and having that dog to go out there and cause Trae Young or any other great ball handler bringing Anthony Edwards the ball up. Not that you're going to stop him, but his hand game is second to none, his instincts. So I still like him on this team. But I hear what you're saying in regard to the wow factor.
Well, it's not a wow factor. I just thought that we were moving on from some of these guys.
But I would say to you, I did a bad job, Evan. But what if you got something replaced? And it was a name, but it wasn't as effective. Then where are you at defensively for 15? Because sometimes, Evan, he can play 12 to 20, 22 minutes a game if things are going well.
Yeah, but that's, I mean.
It's sounding, I can hear him say, he's going to get hurt, goo.
Well, he might. I mean, last year he played 67 games. Yeah. That's a good season for GP2, considering he hasn't been able to stay healthy for much of his career. But
yeah.
I think, the thing that I guess kind of bugged me more was, was the quote where he said Draymond Green gave his blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that worth?
Obviously something, E. I mean, because let's put it right on the table. Okay. On National Radio Day, brought to you by ATCO, and I've said this, I don't want to pat in the back. What if I told you one Warrior has never gotten that cosign?
Who?
Kuminga from Stephen and Dre.
Well, Draymond let him start for him last year.
Well, when you say let, you know, it's a bit strong.
He started in front of Draymond Green for 5 games, I think. No?
No, it happened, but I'm just like, it wasn't something that was going to be official, and I don't think it, you know what I mean? I feel like if Steph and Dre went to management right now, being pro Kuminga, and I could be wrong, Evan, I feel like something would have been done weeks ago. Like, they have that much.
Really?
They have that much gravity and say so, I believe.
I don't think they do. Mm. In fact, I think that's a big issue sometimes during the year is that Steph is, he's not forceful at all about roster choices or who the Warriors should go after. Mm. You know, people come down his road for not using enough of his power. Or when he does, it's you know, he's giving a, you know, heaping praise to Gary Payton II, which is someone the Warriors might want to bring back anyways because he's going to be cheap. And from the report, it sounds like a 2-year deal.
See,
At least that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, I feel sold, and I'm going to go lip service because at different junctures, and I've mentioned this to you and Steiny, Evan, you tell me what you think. Different junctures, 3 different times last year, Draymond went out of his way to saying the praises of Kuminga, we got to give him the keys. Kerr did it early on, and Steph did it. This was pre-Jimmy. And now we're at a standstill to where we don't know the future of Jonathan Kuminga. But, Evan, I believe we're at this juncture right now only because those two guys, or 3 guys, including the coach, have not been pro-Kuminga vocally behind closed doors. And I think just with the 2, Dre and Steph, had they, he would be wrapped up, sealed, and delivered. So in my mind, I really believe Joe Lacob is fighting, you know, like an owner can, in regard to trying to convince everybody else that this dude can be a part of the team, and that's why this thing is where it's at now.
I mean, I don't see them fighting for him, but I also don't know how many players really do that. You know, it's... Mm. I mean, shoot, Curry
well,
said...
How, are the, we, I'm interrupted. Are we seeing it with G? I know it's a smaller, lesser expensive guy, but are we seeing it with... Like, that could easily happen with Kuminga if they felt it.
I mean, I guess that's a fair point. So you're waiting for the article to come out when it's been reported that Curry and Draymond have given their blessings to Kuminga rejoining the team?
Not saying that's how the deal would get done, but Evan, I think if they were on board and pro JK and saying we need him, that would have come out. You know what I mean? And the fact that it hasn't, I believe, tells me, or it's an indicator, yeah, they don't hate Jonathan Kuminga, but the players are telling you, hey, this ship can move in the same direction with or without him.
Well,
and
I,
that's disheartening as a Warrior
fan. I do
fan.
Agree that I think they're indifferent.
Okay, all right, indifferent.
But it's also because he didn't really play a lot down the stretch last year. And
I don't know if
first...
that was the right decision, E. Like, you got to just, like, we're not arguing. But, Evan, what he did without Steph, which is not reality, because you got to do it with Steph. And that's why Pods is maximizing what he's doing with this team. But, Evan, that was just not a nothing burger. I don't care if they lost. The dude can play in this league. And Minnesota had length everywhere. And he was, when he was moving and cooking, he was doing his thing. And I get, I'm not telling you he's Dr. J. I'm not telling you he's Kawhi Leonard. But he's a guy that this older team needs. And if it's off the bench, make it happen. And I'm talking to Kuminga, too. Because he like you said the other day, you yelled at me. You don't know you didn't. He's not getting 7 rebounds. I gave some, like, fictitious.
No, you said, what if he averages 18 and 8?
Right. Evan, right. You snapped on your boy, but I do wonder if Kuminga knows now, okay, that's what I got to focus on, too, because I feel like he could do it in his damn sleep.
Then why haven't we seen it? All right, let's go to Ryan, who's on the Dumbarton Bridge.
All right.
Well, people starting to come for you, Gil.
On what? This has been a bad day for me.
I'm just messing with you. What's up, Ryan?
How you guys doing?
Hey,
good, man.
Yeah,
how are you?
Boo-boo. All right. Thank you all for taking my call. And, yeah, I don't know. We don't need no shock and awe, flash and splash. We need dudes that are right in the head that will go for a championship here, not mess up the locker room.
Okay.
Whatever Kuminga's got going on, he's playing games. He should be getting bored. He's not getting bored.
Mm.
You know, we don't need those people. We need people that are going to play, you know, up to their ability no matter what the contract situation is, and what the Steve Kerr is. You know, I think he's damaged his reputation in the league by what's going on here with Kuminga, and, you know, their trade of it's not very good. You know, they might be able to trade him because of what he's done here or not done here. But Gary Payton II, as far as I know, you know, he's on board. That dude's solid.
Yeah.
He does get hurt, but when he plays, you know, there's no ego. He balls out for the team. I think he's on board with Steph Curry. You know, there's no jealousy, ego issues going on. Kuminga's got beef, right? Obviously, he's got beef. So
that's fair.
Move on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, your thoughts, Evan.
Love your show. I don't know where Steiny is, but love Steiny too. Thank you all.
Yeah, he's golfing.
Yeah, he's up in Oregon on vacation.
What do you call it? The dunes? The
I think abandoned dunes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Oregon coast. It's freaking right. Beautiful. It's like this kind of exclusive golf community. Not
yeah,
to put
Gary
him on blast.
Payton, Evan, I got you. It's not exciting, but he's a perfect fit. Like, and he ain't fat. He ain't out of shape. Like, you bring that back, man.
No, I mean, I think he works with the Warriors, and the Warriors work for him. It's a mutually beneficial decision if and when it happens, and it would allow the Warriors to fill out their roster. You know, you bring in GP2 again. Al Horford is expected to sign with Golden State, and maybe even D'Anthony Melton or perhaps Malcolm Brogdon, who's another player they've been in discussions with. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Daryl, in for Steinmetz. Jesus. He's rubbing off on me. Let's go to Jake in Oakland. Jake, save me. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas, you guys are doing good. You know, it's all about having the right backup guard for Jonathan Kuminga, because when Kuminga's in there with Steph, it's going to go a certain way. But when Steph sits down, now it's Kuminga's time. Mm. And he needs a guard. He needs a guard like LaMelo Ball. He should have been here anyway since James Wiseman. Had LaMelo Ball been here, he's the perfect backup for Steph, because Steph could take some minutes off and let my man play a little bit. And then when Steph sits down, it's Kuminga and LaMelo coming down the court. LaMelo been doing that since he was 13 years old, throwing lobs for everybody else to get the dunk in, firing off threes. He's been state championships, starting varsity at 13 years old. This guy's a phenom. It breaks my heart we could have had him. We should have had him. James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball. We could have drafted him over James Wiseman. And, you know, when we took Wiseman number two and nothing worked, you know, and Steph could have, you know, he could have cultured this kid and taught him everything he knows. And this kid would have been the next Steph. You know what I mean? And he's in his prime and he just doing his thing. And, you know, we don't have him and we need him, because that's exactly what Kuminga needs, a pass first guard that can shoot threes and scores but at any time, at any place on the floor. LaMelo can drive and dish. You know, it's exactly what Kuminga we needed here. And, you know, and then you can add on, because then you got like GP3. That's Scottie Pippen on the left. So he's just telling everybody, don't worry about it. I got these guys on the break. It's all good. And what does Steph always say? Your best offense is the offensive rebound, because then you're on the break and you can do all that, you know, incredible athletic stuff that these guys get paid all the money to do. And you know what? I went to high school with Jason Kidd, so I watched the best since a very young age. I also got to see J.R. Ryder play against Calvin Byrd.
I played against both those guys at Logan, baby. Yeah, Instanail.
That's why I like dropping names of Guru. Remember Gerald Matkins from Merced when he went to UCLA, and Baller. Adonis Jordan at a Cleveland Reseda? I mean, those are the kind of guys that would be perfect on the Warriors
right now because
they are guys that can score and guys that can pass. Have a good, great day, guys.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate the call.
And for this is how I know I'm not a hater. That LaMelo Ball averaged 25-5-7 last year.
Can we please keep LaMelo Ball's name off these airwaves?
Evan, just real quick, if I asked you his career in 4 years, his shooting percentage from deep, what would you say?
LaMelo Ball? I don't care.
But just guess for me. On National Radio Day.
52.
No, from three.
42.
Oh, who cares?
36?
I thought it would be 29 or 31.
Well, it's still below league average.
And to get the toolage from Dre and Steph. And
oh, my.
I'm just saying,
and
25.
And if was a fifth, I would be that 12-year-old on the field last night in San Diego getting bent like a paperclip by 7 security guards. All right, that segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil, check your tires, battery, and fluids. You got to stop, Goo. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BarryOilChange.com. I'm going to try and get it together during the break. Just take us out.
I like that call.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, sometimes in sports, Goo, there's delusions of grandeur.
That's the best part of it. And in life, there's delusion of grandeur. I'm going to get her to marry me, you think. But sometimes you get her. You know, it happens.
Yeah, but that's why it's delusions. It's unobtainable.
Tiffany ain't easy.
Dude.
Who was that?
I love that.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff is that's my guy too.
That's your quarterback.
He was a damn good quarterback, tough as nails.
That's your quarterback.
All quarterbacks are tough, right? They get popped. I got mad at Derek Carr after he broke his leg, and I think that's when he started getting happy feet in the pocket. But if you're a quarterback on the pro level, Evan, these dudes are getting decked, and all we see is, oh, Evan got the ball, he's running. But we don't even look at the carcass that is, or the years knocked off a guy's life on some of these hits they take.
I think they used to be a lot tougher. Like, you had to be tough when guys were coming off the blind side, or you got even, you know, 10 years ago.
That. And the rules were like, hey, get up, Roger Staubach, get up, Joe. They used to get popped.
Yeah, Vontaze.
You are right.
Vontaze Burfict used to be acceptable in football.
I'm going to say this about him. I believe he started AB's down, that spiral mentally was from that hit that he put on him.
And CTE,
it's real, man. That's why I look at Lowe like, dude, you're blessed.
Well, yeah, and it was his job to hit people with his head. You know that Vontaze Burfict is a defensive analyst at UNLV?
Evan, come on. I did not know that. I don't know why I'm acting shocked. I'm looking at the great R.C. Davis as he walks by. I don't know why I'm shocked.
I think Raymond Ritter's here, too. Are we in trouble?
Is Raymond here?
Were they listening to the last segment?
If Raymond's here, I'm heard he didn't come in. National Radio Day.
Well, they literally just got here. I saw him when I was coming out of the boys' room.
Well, R.C. Davis was here like at 10.
And he said, what's up to you, right?
Well, I went to him. Anyway, though.
That's the great R.C. Yeah. Davis to you. Yeah, Kincaid's in the building. Do we need to be concerned?
Dude, hey, wow, man.
They brought the three horsemen. All right, let's get out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Getting's in for Steinmetz with Guru. Pat is in Foster City. Pat, what's up, my man? How we doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking the call. You guys got me all excited about the Warriors again.
Let's go.
About that. I like it. Yeah.
Give it time.
Yeah. So, yeah, a question for you. You know, thinking about this, especially with the Holford deal, you know, he's still a really good shooter, and obviously Steph is one of the best all time. So I'm wondering, do you think any of our guys, I mean, we had a 6'7" two guard for years, right, and one of the best ever to play the game. We got three other guys that are 6'7" on our team, Butler, Green, and Kuminga. Could any of those guys play any minutes at the two, do you think, or would that be just out of the question?
Well,
I'm thinking the lineup. If they had their shooting with Curry and Holford and maybe even Post in there, I don't know. It just seems like they're Butler and Green are certainly really good distributors.
I'll say this to that,
Thanks, Pat.
I love the question, and Steiny didn't even blast me on it, but I know when I talk about some of the misfortunes, that's too strong, or some of the areas of improvement of Kuminga's game, and I've been disappointed is his handle. But I'm like, he's got enough to where he could get away playing too because he's so damn athletic and explosive. And then Jimmy Butler could do it in his sleep. But, Evan, that's just not how it's been from Coach Kerr. And I'm just telling the caller, I've had those thoughts. But you're looking at me now like Kuminga ain't no two.
You can't be a shooting guard when you shoot 30% from three.
That's what he is.
Unless your name's DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
And even he, I think, actually shot a decent enough from three-point range last year. But, no, that's and that's another thing about the Warriors, too, is they have to figure out how they – like, they're not going to be athletic, and they have to figure out how they can be a better three-point shooting team than last year. I think that's one of the main reasons why the news coming out, I think it was yesterday, about Horford is positive, because Horford, he's old. I don't know how much he has left defensively, but
I just hate,
he can shoot.
I hate he's old. Like you said that, I'm like,
he's
damn.
The oldest guy on the team, dude, or that, he will be.
That's saying a lot. We got to be the oldest team up there now. He didn't crack that thing all the way. Evan, come on, man.
I think last year was Milwaukee. I don't know if the Warriors, well, they're trying to jump him.
I'll say that. And get rid of Kuminga at 22. Maybe that's why I'm holding on to him.
Well, that's like when they traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. He traded a 22-year-old for a 38-year-old.
Evan, talking about things that didn't work out or worked out, can we all admit now that didn't work?
It actually did. It saved him a lot of money.
Well, saved him a lot of money.
That's the whole point of why they did it.
You eventually got Jordan Poole for nothing, though, when it was all said and done. Gave away Jordan Poole for nothing.
Well, technically, you ended up kind of using that money to acquire Jimmy Butler. Neither here nor there. Will in Pleasanton is next up. Will, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm tired of people calling in and telling us what Kuminga needs. We had Chris Paul 2 years ago, and that was supposed to be the second team, and Kuminga was going to be out on the floor, and Chris Paul was going to get him the ball. Last year, Jimmy Butler comes in. Oh, he's going to learn how to be a dog. What he needs to do, as Guru would say, is get in the lab, learn how to rebound, learn how to play team defense. He needs to get traded.
Wow. And I can't lie. I wanted him in the lab. I don't know if he was in the wrong lab. But damn, Evan, this is just not on Kuminga. I know for the umpteenth time, this is a neighborhood. I don't want to say failure yet because he's still possibly here and coming back with a new contract. But I'm frustrated, man, that it hasn't been able to just take off.
But where we started today was with, you know, looking back at Lance and Wiseman and
the seventh pick in the draft.
Yeah, there's a lot of seventh picks in the draft, but that wasn't the situation. It wasn't like, they've mismanaged some things. They've messed up. You know, to me, if they did anything wrong and not playing him down the stretch of last year's because it's going to make him harder to trade now. But they made their choice, and now they got to lay in the bed.
Yeah, and I'll say this about that, Evan. And if I had a dollar for every time I brought this up to you and anybody else that would listen here in studio, outside at the cafeteria, if it were up to me, what that young man did in Jonathan Kuminga in the playoffs, and I'm going to give you a sewing term, would have altered what I thought I was going to do, Evan. And I appreciate it. But, Evan, seriously, man.
Altered?
Yes, man. Like, and it hadn't gotten so raggedy to where we just knew the dude was a bum. No, he got hurt. But, Evan, and I would tell Kuminga, you could just knock the sixth man of, like, if you wanted to master that role.
But he doesn't.
Saying that's where the problem
is? He doesn't want to be a sixth man.
It's begging you to just, dude, Curry and Draymond don't got 8 years left. Just master this role, and who's to say you wouldn't be finishing games if you kind of tapped into that role and blossomed and did everything they want you to do? You probably could finish games.
Well, the coach has told you that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen with Jimmy Butler on this team. That's the biggest difference, is Jimmy Butler is on the Warriors.
Well, that was lip service when Jimmy, during the playoffs, no step. Me and him, y'all know, I hear people say we can't play together, but we can.
Well, they might be able to, but the coach doesn't think so, all that matters.
Man.
Let's go to Steve, who's in the Bay. Steve, what's up? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I've listened to you, what you have to say about Jonathan Kuminga. I applaud you for that, but his body of work is nasty.
Wow.
Granted, he had an okay playoff with Minnesota, but he's done nothing ever since, and that's what bothers me about him. He lacks basic skills. He doesn't have any fundamentals at all. So that's my gripe with him.
I can't argue that, and I think you didn't give him all the love for the playoff this last one, but I know I got you, man. And I'm not sitting up here, Evan. That's why when I take heat and bullets for this, it's not just me. Oh, I'm a Kuminga lover. No, I'm just the idea of what Kuminga could be at the age of 22. And you've gone, Ed, they've invested a lot mentally. This has been 4 years. You really want to just throw them away? Like, there's got to be some greater good going on here to where something can happen, Evan, to where, you know, the team maximizes and Jonathan Kuminga has to be a part of it too. So I'm not taking the onus off him, but I'm just like, be careful of what we think we want.
And Steve, if you're still there, by the way, what would you like them to do right now?
I'm so irritated with him. I've watched him for 4 years and nothing has flourished about him. Trade him for somebody decent.
Hmm.
What he's asking for, I don't think he's worth. He's not worth $30 million.
I got you, Steve. Yeah. Well, appreciate the call. No, look, it might get to that point. I still don't think that he's coming back.
Okay.
Maybe he does.
Let me read this from Uncle Looney on the chat real quick, Evan, get your thoughts, because we kind of talked about it last block. Goo, do you think Curry and Jimmy want to play with JK? My answer is no, Evan, and I think Lakeup wants that answer to be yes, and that's what has this thing all funky right now.
What if I told you I don't think they care? Like, if he's on the team next year, I think that Curry...
Look at Ritter. Yeah, right, Ritter.
There's Raymond. Tell him don't come in. Don't come in. We're talking Kuminga.
Valkyrie.
JK, yeah.
There we go. Valkyrie.
Don't worry.
We got him. Oh,
trade him tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. They're the best.
The Warriors are in the house.
They're deep. I love it. Let's go.
I don't want this to be our last day together, Go.
This, never. Why would you? You got to be positive.
Well, we have two more days.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where's I going with that? Yeah, I don't think they care.
Okay.
Like if
see, that's they don't care?
No, but that also means that if he's on the team next year, I think that Butler and Curry will do their best.
Okay, all right.
To play with him and try to win games. But if he's not on the team, they're not losing sleep over it.
And that's what I would tell the chef and Day-Day. Just be careful if you think that way, though. Evan, that's what – like, that's – like – what he brings on a good day is not currently on this roster. And I love Paz. I love Moody. Santos. But what he has, we do not have a surplus at all of it.
But that's the Warriors' fault. You know, digging in because you have failed to acquire a particular type of player's skill set and clinging to your last possible hope for one, that's like a strategy revolving on hope. Like, you're just hoping that Kuminga turns into something that we haven't seen yet outside of a few times.
Interesting you say that. So, E, to that point, okay, because I know you're not saying JK's a bum and he doesn't mean anything to this team in the 4 years he's been here. But, Evan, let's just say he's gone. Then how do you replace what he was at least giving you?
Well, he didn't play in the playoffs until he had to. So you're not actually replacing anything.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I know you're not mad, but like, that's lightweight offensive. You're right, and nobody saw that headed into the playoffs. That game in Portland didn't help towards the end. But Evan, before he got hurt, he was a big part. And that's why I keep reciting what Dre, during last year, pre-Jimmy, what Dre, Steph, and Coach Kerr said about him. Like, he was going to be a part. We got to play through him.
Well, I think he will be a part if he's on the team next year. He's not going to have a choice. Mm. Let's go to Samuel, who's in Oakland. Samuel, good afternoon. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me. Guru, what's up, man? I met you a long, long time ago at the Pepper Tree before you were on the radio. So
don't lie.
Yeah. You haven't changed, man. I met you at the Pepper Tree.
Hey, that's the biggest compliment. Yeah, I'm a nobody. But the fact you said I hadn't changed, Evan, that made my day. What's up, baby?
I wanted to touch on JK. And I think we all, as Warrior fans, right, we all see the talent. We all see the athletic ability. But the Warriors, they've asked them to rebound. They asked them to play defense, play good team defense. And for whatever reason, whether it's a choice or an inability to do so, he hasn't been able to make those adjustments. So, therefore, you're not going to start. You're not going to get playing time with Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler and the rest of the team. So, it's exactly what you were saying earlier about being really good in your role. Maybe right now you need to be a sixth man and come off the bench and score. And then maybe over time you can prove that you're a legit starter a legit number one scorer. But I want to ask you guys something. I've been going back through the Rolodex of my mind. I don't really remember a game beginning to end where J.K. absolutely just dominated. I recall quarters. I recall stretches. I recall halves. But I don't really have a memory of a full game or a stretch of games that he just went on a heater and was dominant. So, to me, it's I think he needs a change of scenery. The Warriors need different players to accommodate Steph and the rest of the team because the window is very small. Time is limited with Jimmy Butler, Steph, and Draymond. It is a veteran team. We don't have time to go back and forth and figure out what JK is. And for the other young guys like Pods and Moody, they have been asked to do certain things in their game. And from what my eyeballs tell me, they're doing that. They're trying to fit into the roles that the Warriors have asked. That's all I got.
No, good
I
stuff.
Really appreciate you guys. Great show, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And Evan, I'll say this. I appreciate the call. He told us how he felt. But you tell me what you think through the Evan computer. That game on the road on TNT last season, Thursday night, against the Lakers in their first time against Luka. I thought Jonathan Kuminga, that was his best game of the season.
Yeah, but he scored 18.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's kind of his point is, like, he dominated. He was good for a half.
And he was rebounding. Remember soaring through the air?
He had 18 and 9. I'm looking at the box score right now. And he was impactful in his role. But he didn't take over the game. Like, to me, the closest example of that would be when Steph and Draymond missed a home game against the Rockets early in the season, and he had 33 points.
Right,
and they won the game.
Houston the business.
Yeah, and they played through him down the stretch. But that's one game.
Mm.
Quentin Grimes lit up the Warriors for one game.
Yeah.
You know, it's different between doing it once or twice or, you know, a little bit like taking over a game once, seeing it once or a few times. He hasn't shown an ability to do it consistently. And I think he's a good player and could develop into something, but to the caller's point, they don't have a lot of time. And I think that's why I feel like eventually they're going to have to depart. All right, let's go to Doug, who's in Berkeley. Wrap this thing up. What's up, Dougie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I apologize if my enunciation is not so good. I just got out of the dentist chair.
I know the feeling.
God bless you.
So, you know, so three things. Number one, I'm coming down the previous caller's road. Yes. You're on a team with Steph Curry and now Jimmy Butler, and I want you to dominate 8 straight games. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Stop it. Number two, I put half the blame on Kyle Shanahan for running Trey Lance through the tackles like he doesn't know the difference between a quarterback who can run and a running quarterback. Number three, Wiseman is not Kobe Bryant. Wiseman is not LeBron James. Kerr should know better. He started him, this kid who played 3 games in college. He started him. He should have put him in the G League for 1 to 2 years and let him blossom and develop his skills. Nobody is giving the coaches any blame. They deserve half the blame. In the latter two cases I'm talking about, I think that they had a major negative impact on these young men's careers. Okay. Running Trey Lance through the tackles, I'm baffled. So I'm hard on the coaches about that. And yeah, you want Jonathan Kuminga to dominate. Put somebody on team with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, and I want you to dominate. Stop it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, and Evan, I took that last – yeah, Doug coming from the dentist. I took that last caller before Doug – I took his he gave me some love out of context because what he was saying was I was just saying he had a good game playing his role, but no, that caller was talking about when has he been the lead. And that's why you said, nah, Goo, he was good in stretches in that game against the Lakers, but he's never, and to this call, Doug's point, with Curry and the rest of the gang out there, that's not there for him.
Well, that's exactly this. He's had flashes when he's been allowed to be featured or when he has been featured. He's not getting featured on this team. And it, look, it, in a perfect world, if you're saying he could come back and be a sixth man,
oh man,
and
I know
just embrace his role and help this team as a scorer off the bench, I think it would be a
and
a
the
great
contract would already be, you know what, maybe, but he doesn't want that.
No, I don't think he wants to come back to this team because he's not going to be featured. He just isn't.
And I know, Evan, we don't got a lot of time, but just back to his Kyle point, you know, the only time I came down Kyle's road in regard to he should be out of here is coaches treat their quarterbacks like fine china. And the way that my boy was being used like Jim Brown or John Riggins, a fullback, I came down Kyle's road like, dude, tell me you don't care about your quarterback getting hurt without telling me you don't care about your quarterback getting hurt, running him up the middle, and then he breaks his ankle. But I'll leave that there. That's old stuff.
Yeah, but also, too.
But Doug remembered.
Yeah, but remember why he had to run him 13 times. Because he couldn't hit layups.
Mm.
You know,
he couldn't
complete passes enough to not demand Kyle to run him. And I think you're asking for trouble when you're running your quarterback between the tackles 13 times. And by the way, right, your quarterback has admitted that he didn't learn how to slide.
Oh, that hurt
until
me.
College.
Yeah,
and really showed no propensity for agility.
Yeah, and
so
avoiding those collisions. You're right, Ian.
Yeah, that's just like you're asking for trouble. That's on Kyle and it's on Trey for not being ready.
Maybe we could table this for tomorrow, E. But just real quick here. If I asked you what Bay Area team would you want to be right now, who would it be? And we can expand. They probably will steal this, but we could save it for tomorrow.
I think we should. I think we can.
Right. Don't even answer then.
No. Although
I ruined it already.
Well, I think I know who you're going to pick.
No, I don't like that. You don't know.
I know you. Well
you
did. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I know you pretty well.
And now I'm mad that I want to tell you you're wrong because you don't know who I'm guessing, but it's okay.
But you also know me too.
Bonte. Yeah.
And so you know that I haven't made up my mind yet because I take a long time to ponder these things.
That's a smart man.
No, it just means I'm indecisive. You know, like hesitance is not a sign of intelligence all the time.
Bob Myers told us on this station, these airwaves, this show, guys, you don't got to make a decision until you have to.
Yeah, and sometimes that gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
Just like the situation with Kuminga.
No, you could be onto something.
I mean, I don't know. They probably should have traded him a while ago. Who knows? Might be back this season. We can ask Raymond Ritter. He's right outside.
Yeah. Is he still there?
Probably.
All right.
Raymond, what do you got, man? RC knows?
Looks like there's some sandwiches floating around. Not that I want any.
You're something else. Well, we're going to have to wait until after the crossover.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
National Radio Day, we can eat on air. Yeah.
Now, actually, this is a good subject for the crossover because Willard and Dibs and yourself, you guys got, 65, 70 years of radio?
Watch your mouth.
No, I mean, well, Dibs brags all the time about how he's got 30. I think Willard's got 30. You got 10. You've been in the business for a long time. I'm not making it worse, but
I got you.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm here for
you. Guys got a lot of cool stories to tell.
Yeah, and obviously those two more than me because they've been in it. Willard was in a whole nother market.
Yes, he was.
Remember that time I posted the picture with Steph I ran into and he took the selfie, got off the phone.
It's still on your Twitter.
But why did Willard one-up me and send me a picture of him and Curry from 2002? Like, well, just let mine marinate. You don't got to one-up me. Remember that? I was like, did you have...
I'm not going to lie.
It wasn't post your picture with Steph Day. It was, I got one with the chef and here comes Willard.
I thought that was really weird.
We got to bring it up.
For like, by Willard. I couldn't tell if
it
was
bring it up.
Insecurity.
Why are you doing me? Will, you taking shine from my flick with the chef, man.
Yeah, it ain't your birthday. You know, just you don't have to come in and make the day
He's
about
the
you.
Best, man. No doubt.
There's an eye in Willard. There I'm just messing with him.
Now that's a four.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he's listening.
Hit me.
Yeah. No.
That's pretty good.
On the other side, though, crossover coming up next. On the Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Gettings in for Steinmetz with Guru. That segment brought to you by Sir Monty Ford.